Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. To mark the centenary of women's suffrage in New York State and the reopening of the state's oldest surviving theater, Hudson Hall, in partnership with the Millay Colony for the Arts, commissioned a new production of Virgil Thomson and Gertrude Stein's rarely performed opera, The Mother of Us All. Using real and imagined characters, The Mother of Us All is about Susan B. Anthony and the women's suffrage movement. Reimagined as a kind of musical theater pageant and performed by a vocal and instrumental ensemble of Hudson Valley residents, The Mother of Us All is directed at Hudson Hall by R.B. Schlatter. Schlatter is widely recognized as one of the most ambitious, creative, strong, and edgy opera directors working today, having professional relationships with Opera Philadelphia, National Stardust, Wolf Trap Opera, Bard Music Festival, Tanglewood, Glimmerglass, and many others. R.B. Schlatter, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we talk about this particular production that's very special and immersive at Hudson Hall, tell us a little bit about the story told, the plot of The Mother of Us All.
I'm terrible at that, with these operas, because they're always about something super specific, but I'm always trying to figure out how it actually is more about, like, us today. And, so this piece, which I guess on paper is about Susan B. Anthony, I keep saying, don't limit it to just being about Susan B. Anthony, because to me it's about this person, it's about this character who's dealing with their relationships with their lover and with politicians and with the proletariat and with young acolytes, and ultimately dealing with their relationship with themselves and their feelings about destiny and legacy and having a voice and being heard. And I think in that way this character, this protagonist, becomes an every citizen, an every person that we all can completely relate to. I feel like everybody's going through that struggle right now. Like, how do you respond to what's going on in our social and political climate? Do you sit at home and just rant about it? Do you just sit on Facebook and rant about it? Or do you go out into the world and politicize yourself and, you know, try to have a voice and speak up against these injustices and these infringements of rights that just keep coming at us in a daily way?
How do you and Hudson Hall and the Millay Colony come together to put on this presentation right now?
It's totally like this amazing synchronicity. This opera has been a huge love of mine for the last two decades, since I saw it at Glimmerglass Opera when I was a kid. And it's one of the reasons that I credit it for one of the reasons I wanted to become an opera director. And I fell in love with the piece, and I've always carried it with me. And then when I first came to Hudson about 5 years ago and came to the Hudson Opera House, now called the Hudson Hall, and they told me that, you know, all of these famous 19th century figures had come through, and they said Susan B. Anthony spoke here. And I just totally blurted out, oh, you know, there's this opera about Susan B. Anthony. You should totally do it here.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 18 months ago, they were in the middle of this massive, massive renovation. And Tambor Dillon, who's now the executive director here, invited me in to talk about commissioning a performance to happen after the renovation. And I immediately just said, well, I already told you, you have to do The Mother of Us All, this amazing Gertrude Stein opera. It would just be so cool to do it there because it's so specific to the site. And as a big credit to her creativity, it was like, oh, well, there are these grants for to celebrate the centenary of women's suffrage in New York State, so maybe that's a way that we could fold this in. And then we started getting more interested in the potential for additional humanities programming to go on around it and to really celebrate as well Stein and Stein's formal investigations with language. And that's sort of how the Millay Colony got involved.
When you saw the opera at Glimmerglass when you were a kid, was that your first encounter with Gertrude Stein?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Have you spent more time with her as you've grown up before working on this opera now?
You know, I've tried.
Right.
But I'm the first to say that, like, I find, you know, when I was in college and stuff, I would go to the library, and because I love this piece so much, you know, pull her work off the shelves and take a look at stuff and just be like, I don't get this at all. or in a used bookshop, just be like, I totally don't get this. And then for a while, I was trying to get into the other operatic collaboration between Virgil Thomson and Gertrude Stein called Four Saints in Three Acts. And I also find that completely impenetrable. But The Mother of Us All, by contrast, and maybe it's because it's the last piece she completed in her lifetime, it has a directness that I feel like it's really accessible. And it's written in this way. The weirdness about it is that it's not like a normal, it doesn't unfold in kind of theatrical time, meaning that the conversations people have are not back and forth. It's not like they're tossing a tennis ball back and forth having a conversation. It's just sort of these people who show up and just speak in these kind of insistences, or they just speak in this series of kind of non sequiturs that are not reacting to each other and are not interrelated. And you'll have one person who says this like political thing, and then one person who says something super profound, and then a total oddball non sequitur, like language play. And the weird thing is that when I picked the piece back up and started studying it again to prep for this production, I was like, you know, this feels like my Facebook feed. This feels like when you're scrolling through Facebook and there's just like one, you know, it's just like you're seeing all of these different characters from your life appearing, and they're not in dialogue with each other. It's just one thing after another, and like it sort of doesn't add up, but that's sort of how we live our lives, or that's a big part of the way we communicate today. So this piece has a kind of resonance, this piece from 1947 that depicts 19th century America in a way I feel like is the most contemporary of operas.
Share with me what you're willing to about the staging at Hudson Hall.
Well, it's sort of like it's a continuation of something that I'm investigating in my work, which is about, it's more sort of about the audience and like how, what is the audience's experience of this piece in this site? And although there is a theater in this building, I think of the building as a whole as this architecture that's being activated by this performance. So it's not just something that happens on a stage. It's something that, yeah, just activate, takes over the whole building. And so it became interesting to me and my collaborators when we were talking about how to present the piece here, you know, not to put people in historic costumes, not to visually depict the 19th century, but create more this kind of social gathering space, install social gathering spaces, you know, everywhere we could within the building. So there's going to be this pop-up canteen by Lil Deb's Oasis, which is a really cool bunch of people in town who do this tropical comfort food, and in their own ways are playing a lot with form and gender and the experience of their audience, as it were. And then we are sort of, we're playing with that up in the main hall, and then there's also going to be this experimental reading room, we're calling it, which is this sort of pop-up space for, that's going to be activated by texts for an hour before the Mother of Us All begins. And then after each performance, there's going to be a series that we're calling the Not Talk Back series, because right. None of us like talk backs. We feel like they're too sort of stiff. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to create a space where people could come and get together and respond to the themes that come up in the performance. And it's sort of all the conversations are going to be framed through this sort of lens of the Steinian preoccupations in history and grammar and gender. All of this programming around the performance is free and open to the public. So I'm also hoping that there will be people, you know, maybe who come and see the show and then come back and catch more of these salons, or come to a salon and then want to come see the show, or just want to come and pop in and get like a snack and then peek in on this conversation and then take off for the night. That's fine too. My interest is in how this building, when it was built in 1855 and in the 19th century, it was, you know, the town hall and the town bank, and there were all these, you know, lecturers who came through, and that's when Susan B. Anthony came through. And I just sort of think there's something interesting about reviving or trying to use this opera as a way to motivate these social gatherings, as opposed to just putting on a theater show.
And the Not Talk Backs, these salons, are framed around certain topics, as you said, and also feature kind of leaders in Hudson and the surrounding communities talking about these topics, sort of enabling the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. We put together panels of local creatives and historians to respond to the piece. We've been doing lots of phone calls, and they keep asking me, well, what should we prepare? And I'm like, no, you don't have to, just be you. Just come and be you and watch the opera and then respond sort of, then we'll just have a talk. It's like very low key, very relaxed. But I guess that's also sort of like my directing style, is a lot of the the performers come in and they're asking these questions, you know, what's my motivation and who am I being and who am I whatever? And I'm like, nah, just relax. Just be who you are. Just bring yourself into the piece. It's more casual. It's more, I don't know. I can't quite articulate it yet. I keep trying to. I'm just sort of after some different thing that's not about, it's not about doing it the way, you know, it's always been done kind of thing.
Right. Your dramaturg for the piece is Joan Redilak. She's a Stein Scholar and Professor Emerita of Humanities at Bard College. What has that partnership and working relationship offered you or supplied you with?
Well, she's been totally cool about really filling me in on Stein and Stein's personality and Stein's interests and preoccupations and how she would experiment with language. And that has made me want to, after this project, try to go back into Stein's writing. And I started reading The Making of Americans. And I'm pretty distracted working on this production. But, yeah, I really appreciate having someone who has such a love for Stein and an understanding of Stein be at the table with me when I'm talking about this piece and my love for this piece and my love for that. It's been a great way of also helping me to forget the Glimmerglass production, which I'm so nostalgic about. It's mm-hmm. so vivid in my mind because I saw it like 6 times that summer. I was obsessed with it. And, you know, got the CD recording of the Santa Fe Opera album and listened to that repeatedly, and I like know every word. And it's been really helpful to dialogue with her, with Joan, to be able to leave the nostalgia behind and really be present in this envisaging of it. And that was also another one of Stein's preoccupations, says Joan, in what does it mean to be contemporary, to truly be in the moment, in the contemporary now. So it's also, that's become a big theme in the conversations here, like how is it not about acting like you're someone else, but just presenting yourself now in this moment to the audience.
You had on October 27th an open rehearsal where people could stop by and watch you work with the cast and the band, not the band, the, you know, orchestra on the opera. How did that go? Did people stop by? Did you learn anything from opening up the rehearsal doors?
I didn't learn anything in relation to this performance, but it was great to have people there. I did a series of performances in New York where all of the rehearsals happened in an art gallery during gallery hours, and I've done a couple other explorations like that, one at the Perez Art Museum with this group, Illumin Arts, where we created a piece for a week while people were walking in and out of it. And those were, you know, prompted me to start thinking more about audience and how does audience engage with classical music. And but this piece is more, it's not so directly confrontational. What I'm really trying to say is I love when audience is there for a rehearsal, because I think if you're making a piece for the public, it's nice to have the public there. It weirds me out to make something that's for people when no one's there, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. Have you in your career made, you know, created the work in that closed room for an amount of time and then realized that you didn't like it?
No, it's more about when you're making these things for a company, and then you rehearse for, you know, 5 weeks behind closed doors, sort of in secret, and then suddenly there's an audience, or even when the company comes for the first time to watch, like, the final room run, I'm now a total wreck in those situations. I'm so uncomfortable and anxious about people suddenly watching it for the first time. It's so silly, but it's true. I find it much more relaxing to just always have people there and coming in and out because, yeah, the gaze of the audience is such an important part of the performance. So it should always be there.
Arby, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for fitting me into your schedule. And I hope that you achieve what you are hoping to with the performances and with the salons.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Performances of the Virgil Thomson Gertrude Stein opera, The Mother of Us All, directed by R.B. Schlatter, take place on November 11th, 12th, 15th, 18th, and 19th at 4 p.m. For ticket information and to learn more about the surrounding Not Talkback programming at Hudson Hall, visit hudsonhall.org. Hudson Hall presents the program in partnership with the Malay Colony for the Arts, and links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.